Ruby.
How are you, Ruby?
I'm doing fine, Hanak. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
We're waiting for somebody else to come on.
Okay, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
Brandela.
Hello, Brandy.
Hey.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimina. Tati. Tewa. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amchasad Benu Tacharenu Nora Kufay Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kivavat Sham Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tami Gam Leim Betet Reish Saditav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Hey Zion Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. The letters of the month of Shavat, the bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Deli, the water carrier. Some say it's the water pail. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel. And so these letters are connecting us to the unity of the physical and spiritual worlds. We're now going to separate between the male energy and the female energy, between the right column and the left column energies. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for that purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Nosea Avon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to read the verses that connect us to the energy of the various years. We're going to start with this current year, 5777, the year of the goat, the year of the wake-up. And this is two verses that connect to the energy of this year. The first that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words. Satsuki ach, appear like brothers. When we take the final letter of these words, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words. Dir yam. Which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Since this verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it, and the letters of the name of the year is separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai. Yohei Wahei Elohechem Kadivaku Ka Asher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the energy of the year of the pause, which is 5776. And this verse, this year also has two verses that connect to it. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Racha Kohanim Ayulimat Willo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol Ha'olot Vayachaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelod Hamlacha V'yad yitkachu ha-kohanim, ki ha-levim yishrei leval lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei. La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, a la me, hey, a ka a, re ka ha. The second verse of the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitru ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey. Ade ad kibia yohei Adonai yohei wahei tzur olamim. The year 5775, the year where the death is swallowed up forever, potentially, We have three verses that connect to this energy. The first one we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemimeni lo karebi adbili ruki. The second verse we'll read is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru. Mikol ha-machavoyiyam, asher yitchabeh sham v'shavtem elai el-nachom, v'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. In the year 5774 is the year where peace in the Middle East. And there's only one verse that connects to that energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. And we're going to read this verse after we read a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutcha barichu ishkinte bitilu urchimud hilud hilu urchimu. Le'afta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei Adenu konane aleinu ma'asei Adenu konanehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekam Atar Tanenam dekucha berichu koma beaved leila witata kolaihu tishot viovada dikshot belet lach mila bealma divae barnash vedachya leya. Mineya ulan haga beya kelana dehakuhu ovada tikshot inun wikola itzterich be alma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the fourth of Shabbat, tonight and tomorrow. Asher ben Yaakov Avinu, one of the progenitors of the tribe, in this case, the tribe of Asher. Rabbi Yisrael Harif of Stenov, Rabbi Moshe Lieb of Sasov, Rabbi Avraham Katz of Kalisk, Rabbi Avraham Aaron Yedudlevich, Rabbi Yichiel Yaakov Weinberg, Rabbi Yisrael Abukabseria, known as the Baba Sali. And I can attest, not from personal experience, but from someone that I trust, a teacher that I trust, who had personal experience with the Baba Sali. This person was the Sephardic rabbi who was on the level of the Chabad Rebbe. Baba Sali, in front of my teacher, generated miracles like pouring wine from a concealed bottle, similar to what is described in the prophets of how the wife of Elisha told this woman who is the wife of a prophet, the wife of Obadiah, the prophet, he told her to go back to her home and gather these vessels, and literally she was able to draw oil sufficient to pay off the debts that her husband had incurred saving other prophets, and be able to supply and support her children and herself for the rest of her life. Baba Sali did that in public many times, not in monies or not in oil that could be sold, but in glasses of wine at a simcha event, at a mitzvah, suda mitzvah. But Baba Sali was capable of these kinds of miracles, similar to all of the miracles you hear written about with the earlier generations in the last few hundred years. And tonight is his yortzeit, is his hilulah. And making connection to this saint, to this tzaddik, is very beneficial. Rabbi Yaakov Elazar Friedman and Deborah Lynn Friedman. Debbie Friedman was a singer who has composed many tunes associated with Hebrew prayers. She's worldwide famous, and people know her very well. And there is a link on our Hilulah page to a recording that she made, and I recommend people listen to it. It's her last recording that she was introducing a new song to her friends in New York. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. It's a continuation of last week's teaching. You can find it on, I believe it's row 16, the right-hand column. It's essays by Rabbi Ashlag. When you open that page up, scroll down to where it says 27A. And we will begin at section 3, which is where we left off last week. Are there any questions before I begin? The There are five prominent discernments in the 10 above mentioned Sephirot, which should not move from your eyes and will straighten your ways in studying the wisdom. The first discernment is the light of Atzmut, the light of essence, the light of self, which is the comprehensive light from En Sof that exists in the emanated. This is the essence, since the lower one does not participate here whatsoever, and it is called Chokhmah de Or Yashar. The lower one is the negative system in that paragraph. The second discernment is the Or Chasadim that extends from above downwards. This light is conjoined with the awakening of the Giborah of the emanated of the Hina Bet, which is the light of Bina that she drew. The third discernment is the Or Chasadim that rises from below upwards through a Zivug de Haka'ah, binding by striking. It is called Or Chozer that rises and extends only from the emanated due to the above-mentioned detainment. The fourth discernment is the light of upper Geburah, meaning Bechina Bet, which is Abiyut Sabina that she acquired by her intensification. And these terms are not clear to most students of Kabbalah, and it would take too long to explain them because this is a foreword to the Esser Sephirot, the 10 luminous emanations, where these terms are described in detail. But as a quick idea, the upper Giborah is Bina, and the Bechina Bet is the second phase, which is Bina also, and the Abiyut de Bina is the heir of Bina, which, as I said, would be too long to explain. Or the Abiyut de Bina is the physicality of Bina. But Bina is not a physical item, so that's where the confusion starts to come. The fifth discernment is the lower Giborah, meaning Bechina Dalit, where the intensification of the desire is activated in the Or Chasadim that was added by the emanated. This is called the Kli of Malchut to Or Yashar, the vessel of Malchut of returning light, of direct light. And this Giborah is the Kli of 10 Sephirot, and remember that, because you need to realize that Malchut has 10 Sephirot of her own. And I am adding, does this sound confusing? Ask the question, what is the difference between a bichinot and a discernment? A bichinot is a phase in the process of the development of direct light. This discernment is the development of returning light. Knowing that the Masach in Kli Malchut is the root of darkness, because of the detaining force that exists in the Masach, to stop the upper light from spreading in Bechina Dalit. This is also the root of the labor in order to receive reward. Since labor is an involuntary act, where the worker feels comfortable only when resting, but because the landlord is paying a salary, he cancels his will before the will of the landlord. And as an unwritten commentary, this is an especially significant teaching in spiritual law that needs to be understood. Why does someone work for someone? To earn a salary, to be able to support his family in the society that he lives. Why doesn't he have his own business? Well, on a physical level, he doesn't have the resources, he doesn't have the motivation. There are many different reasons. But what is being expressed here is, as long as you work for someone, there is an aspect of incompletion because you are not creating a complete vessel. You're working for someone. This means that you're accepting his directions rather than your own. Continuing to read. Know that here in this world there is no being or conduct that is not rooted in the upper worlds, from which branches expand to the lower worlds, until they are revealed to us in this world. And you see that in general, work and labor are rooted in the Masach, in the Kli of Malchut, which detains the light that she covets, due to the emanator, who wishes to bestow the light, and everything that is a thought in the emanator is a mandatory law in the emanated. Naturally, he needs no actions, but his thought completes. Hence, she chooses to not receive the upper light, lest it will come to disparity of form. And this is coming from one of Rabbi Ashlar's essays that we will be dealing with in a number of weeks. It follows that the detaining force is the Masach. Remember, the Masach is the curtain. The Masach is equal to the labor. And the reward that the landlord gives to the worker is rooted in the Or Chozer, the returning light, emitted by the binding by striking, the Zivug de Haka'ah, whereby the Masach, a root, was made for the Or Chozer. It turns out that she returns to being Keter, to these 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, as well as to Or Yashar, as will be explained below. All this profit came to her because of this act of detaining. Because you said no, you received goodness. Because you did binding by striking, you send the returning light up. You become a co-creator, because as the direct light flows down, those sefirot are not complete without the Masach sending the returning light back up to complete those 9 sefirot. And as they become complete, that is what brings the flow of goodness into our world. This is all discussed in the Esser Sefirot. Continuing to read. It follows that the detaining force in the Masach is equal to the labor, and the reward that the landlord gives to the worker, I've already read this. So I'm the next paragraph. From the above mentioned, it follows that the 10 sefirot are really one vessel, one kli, called Malchut. But to complete its form, it is discerned with 3 roots, the 3 Bechinot, Chachma, Bina, and Zeranpin, that extend from one another. You should know that this Malchut is still contained in the Or Ein Sof from before the Tzimtzum, called Malchut de Ein Sof, in which was the first restriction. The first Tzimtzum. As it is written in Panim Mazbriot, Branch 1, Because of the equivalence of form with the emanator, her desire rose from wanting to receive in Basinat Dalit, and the light of the Kav, the line, extended to her from En Sof. The light of the Kav, the light of the line, contains all the light that extends into the five worlds, called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. This light is generally referred to as Kav, from the word Kav Midah, measurement, as it extends into the worlds by measure and a ration number in each world, according to the form of the Kli of Malchut in that world, as it is elaborated within. And the matter of the five above-mentioned worlds are truly the matter of the Keter, and the four known Bechinot in the ten Sephirot. Thus, the world of Adam Kadmon is the world of Keter. The world of Atzilut is the world of Chokmah. The world of Briah is the world of Bina. The world of Yetzirah is the world of Seranpin. And the world of Asiya is the world of Malchut. However, in each world there are ten Sephirot, and each Sephirah of the ten Sephirot of that world comprises ten Sephirot as well, as it is written inside. They are divided into the five above-mentioned worlds, because the Kli of Malchut should first be integrated in each Sephirah through Keter. This occurs in Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion of AHP, the Adam Kadmon, where she was integrated in Zeranpin and Malchut in Zon, in Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion of AHP. She was integrated in Bina, and in the world of Nikudim, she was integrated in Chokmah, and in the world of Atzilut, she was integrated in Keter. And I know the term AHP is confusing. I just don't remember what it stood for, and eventually it'll come back to me. And since Malchut has been integrated in each Sephirah, the world of Tikkun, of correction, begins. Its Rosh, its head, is the above-mentioned world of Atzilut, where the light of En Sof dresses in Bechina Aleph. Then the light of En Sof dresses in Bechina Bet, creating the world of Bria. Following, it dresses in Bechina Gimel, creating the world of Yetzirah. And then it dresses in Bechina Dalet, creating the world of Asiya. It will be elaborated inside how they all stem from one another by a mandatory manner of cause and consequence, and how they are tied to one another. That's the end of section 3. Are there any questions? Section 4. First, we need to understand the quality of each of the worlds, Adam Kadmon, and Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, which I will explain one at a time. Let us begin with the world of Keter, which is the world of Adam Kadmon. Its first Kli is the world of Akudim, meaning it's tied. And as you know, we are saying three words, Akudim, Nikudim, and Verudim, every day to connect to these seed levels. So now you're beginning to understand, well, maybe not understanding, but you're making connection to these words and what their meanings are. So its first kli is the world of Akudim, meaning tide. In the Gate of Akudim, chapter 3, the Ari wrote that all 10 Sephirot emerged, but not all of them emerged together. In the beginning, only Malchut came out in the world of Akudim, and this Malchut came out in the form of Nefesh. Following it, the rest of the parts emerged through Keter. And when Keter came, Malchut was completed with all five inner lights, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. And yet they were still missing all the above Sephirot, which emerged incomplete. Hence they had to climb back to the emanator to be completed. But now on the return, Keter returned first. And when Keter arose, the light of Chachma rose to the place of Keter, Bina to the place of Chachma, Zeranpin to the place of Fina, and Malchut to the place of Zeranpin. Subsequently, Chachma rose to the emanator also. Then Bina rose to Keter, following Chachma, Zeranpin to Chachma, and Malchut to Bina. Then Bina rose also, and Zeranpin rose to Keter, Malchut to Chachma. Finally, Zeranpin rose, and Malchut rose to Keter, until Malchut too rose to the emanator. What is being described here is the lights are in the incorrect vessels, and there needs to be a process by which the lights find their appropriate vessel. After that, the light returned from the emanator and expanded in them, though not in their initial order. Instead, the light of Keter did not return, but departed and remained missing. Hence, the light of Chachma came out in the Kli of Keter, the light of Bina in the Kli of Chachma, the light of Zeranpin in the Kli of Bina, and the light of Malchut in the Kli of Zeranpin. The Kli of Malchut remained without light at all. Thus far his words in brief. Additionally, the 10 Sephirot to Akudim emerged from below upwards. Malchut emerged first, then Zeranpin, then Bina, then Chachma, and finally Keter. Thus far his words. We're beginning to get this sense of how the lights are in the wrong vessels, and therefore the lights cause the vessels to break. And you're getting this whole idea of the theory from the Ari about the breaking of the vessels and the sparks have fallen into the klipot. We should thoroughly understand the matter of the elicitation of the 10 Sephirot from above downwards and from below upwards, mentioned in the Ari's words. Certainly, this is not about measures of above, below, before, and after in time and place. Rather, it is in terms of reason and result, cause and consequence. Hence, how can Malchut emerge first, followed by Zeranpin, followed by Bina, until Keter? The root of them all emerges last. This seems perplexing. And who and what gave and inverted the upper to become lower, and the lower to be above? The thing is that the order of the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar, direct light, has already been explained above, being 5 degrees one below the other, by the measure of Chitzdakut, purification of each of them from the coarse light whose form has changed. That is the Bechina Dalet. Bechina Aleph, since it is considered a hidden potential, is the most important in the degree. And Bechina Bet has already moved from potential to actual by intensifying with a worse desire than in Bechina Aleph. Behina Gimel is worse than Behina Bet, and Behina Dalet Malchut is the worst, since the Aviyut in her is greater than in the rest. Also, it is known that once the Kli of Malchut emerged, it experienced the Tzimtzum Aleph of not receiving in Behina Dalet. This detaining force is called Masach. Here it's saying it's screen, and my teachers always said it was a curtain. And when the Or Yashar that descends from En Sof strikes the Masach in Malchut, there is a Zubug Dahaka'ah, a binding by striking, and thus 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer emerge, as it is written inside branch 3. Within these 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer, returning light, the degrees are inverted compared to the value of the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar. In the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar, the purer is higher in merit and better. But in the 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer, the coarser is higher and better. This is so because Malchut is the Keter, and the root of these 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer, since her coarse Masach detains the light from descending into her Bechina Dalet. Thus Malchut returns to being Keter by way of the end, is in the beginning, as it is written in Panim Masbirot, branch 3. It turns out that Zeranpin receives the light from Keter, the Or Chozer. Hence, Zeranpin is considered a degree of Chachma, and Bina is considered a degree of Bina, because she receives from Zeranpin, who returns to being Chachma. Also, Chachma, the Or Yashar, is considered Zeranpin in the Or Chozer, since it receives the Or Chozer from Bina, and Keter de Or Yashar is considered Malchut in the Or Chozer, since it receives from Zeranpin. Thus you find that the purer in the degree will be lower in praise and merit, and understand that thoroughly. Yet the 10 Sephirot de Or Chozer join and integrate in the 10 Kelim, the 10 vessels. When they join as one, all the degrees are of equal merit, since Malchut's level is equal to that of Keter from the perspective of the Or Chozer, where Malchut returns to being Keter. Also, Zeranpin is equal to Chachma, since Zeranpin is considered Chachma de Or Chozer, and the level of Chachma is equal to that of Keter, since Keter receives the Or Chozer from her, as Chachma receives the Or Yashar from Keter. And since the level of Zeranpin is equal to Chachma, and Chachma to Keter, it follows that the level of Zeranpin is equal to that of Keter also. It follows that by the elicitation of the 10 Sephirot de Or Chozer from Bechina Dalet, all the degrees in the 10 Sephirot have been equalized, having the same level through Keter. My commentary. If you have listened to our recordings, you have heard me say many times, completion is having the right action at the right time in the right place. If any of the right mentioned before are not right, then there is no completion, meaning no correction. That is what is being described in section 4. It also explains how the levels become intertwined due to the Or Chozer returning light. That's the end of section 4. Section 5. But the 10 Sephirot of the world of Akudim disappeared once more, and we need to understand the reason for their departure. The Ari says that the reason is that when they emerged incomplete, and hence departed once more to receive their completion. However, we need to understand the deficiency and the tikkun, the correction that came to them through this departure. Here the Ari wrote that the deficiency was because Keter emerged only in Bechinat Defesh. And in another place he wrote that the deficiency was because of Or Panimi, inner light. And the Or Makif, surrounding light, came from the same foreman and were beating on each other. As he writes in Hekal Adam Kadmon, following the lower Tamim came, below the letters, which are lights that emerge through the mouth of Adam Kadmon, and from there outwards. And here the lights have been completely joined, since they come out through a single channel. And since the surrounding lights and the inner lights have conjoined, here begins the making of the vessels. For this reason, the five inner lights and the surrounding lights emerge tied together. This is why they are called Akudim from the verse, and bound Isaac, Akedah Yitzhak. Thus, when they emerge together outside of the peh, the mouth, tied together, they beat and strike each other, and their beatings beget the existence of the vessels, of the kelim. This means that the lights of Ozen and Chotem, ears and nose, where the Or Panimi, the inner light, expands through the left foremans of the Ozen and the Chotem, and the Or Makif expanded through the right foremans of Ozen and Chotem. Hence they persisted and did not leave, since there is a special kli for the Or Panimi, and a special kli for the Or Makif. I am adding, Ozen is translated as ear, Chotem is translated as nose, He is translated as mouth. I hope that helps you to understand this section. But in the light of the mouth, where there is only one foreman, the other Panimi, the Or Panimi and the Or Makif were in the same kli. Hence, they were beating on each other, as a result of which the light departed, and the kelim fell down. In other words, they fell from their degree, and further Abiyut was added to the previous Abiyut, and this created the kelim, since the departure of the light completes the kelim. And I am adding, Abiyut relates to thickness or physicality. To thoroughly understand the issue of the two foremans of Ozen and Chotem, the Adam Kadmon, the issue of the single foreman in the mouth of Adam Kadmon, and the meaning of the five internal and five surrounding, the Betush and the Kalim and the Ibui, adding Aviut, I need to elaborate, since the Ari's words on these matters are quite succinct. It is even more so concerning the surrounding, where he seemingly contradicts himself in each and every section. Once he says that they had inner lights, Keter, Chachma, and Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and the five surrounding lights of Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut from the Chotem upwards, but from the Pei downwards, the surroundings of Bina and Zeranpin and Malchut ceased, and only two surrounding, Keter and Chachma, remained, and the five Partsufim, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, And another time he said that from the world of Nicodem downwards, the lower surroundings have stopped. And there are still five surrounding lights and five inner lights in the lights of the mouth. And another time he says that there are five inner and five surrounding in the whole of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, and other such contradictions. And this is where it's a good place for us to stop, as we have a few minutes left. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a good night, a good evening, and a good day tomorrow. And remember, Baba Sali, Akhtar, the progenitor, the leader of the tribe, and other Tzaddikim for tonight. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom and thank you, Hanak.
You're welcome. Shalom.